Open Language 英语，
潘吉杰里告诉你。
Hi guys, today on the show, 潘吉和 Jenny are going to talk about 电器。
So,
sexy
home appliances.
Home appliances. 这是电器的英文说法。
Or electrical appliances.
反正就是 appliances.
嗯，
对吧？我们今天要说的 home appliances 就是家用的嘛，家用电器，一些小家电。这个是不是也叫 white goods?
Oh, right, yeah.
以前因为都是 white 的这些东西
Like refrigerators and washing machines
但现在他们经常都是什么银灰色的
Yeah, true
还有在亚洲比较大家喜欢红色
Right
红色的什么空调啊冰箱这个东西在北美很少看到一般都是 银灰色的在北美
Yeah, it's kind of weird to us
干嘛 We like red 不可以吗好
可以
那我们先来说说这个厨房里面 kitchen 的一些 appliance, 好啦。
Okay, so I already said refrigerator.
或者 fridge.
Yeah, that's a big one.
美国的 refrigerator 家用的都很大都是那种 double doors, 对不对
Yeah, well, not always, but actually many American families have two refrigerators.
你们通常有一个是这个 refrigerator, 还有一个是 freezer, 是不是
Some people do that, like at my parents' home in Florida, there's one new refrigerator in the kitchen and an old refrigerator in the garage.
哎，为什么要在 garage, 要在自己的这个车库里面放一个冰箱啊
Because there's too much stuff and you can't put two refrigerators in the kitchen.
是放不下的原因是吧、
对。
我老公家他在那个加拿大嘛也是他们 kitchen 里面有一个 refrigerator, 然后他们在 basement, 家里地下室里面他们有一个 freezer, 冷冻的那种冰箱。
Right.
我觉得这个就是北美的 lifestyle 和我们亚洲 lifestyle 中国 lifestyle 的不同像我们买菜我老公就说为什么你好像两三天就要去买一次菜那我说这样才 fresh 啊这样才新鲜啊、那你们的习惯可能是 once a week or once every 2 weeks 才是一次 grocery shopping
Right, so you have to put it in the refrigerator or the freezer
就要买很多的东西然后 you need to have enough storage space Right,
and you have to use electricity
所以很 not very sustainable 不是很环保的一个 lifestyle 但也没办法因为在北美可能你家离那个 有些人家住的离supermarket 很远他不可能经常去 对不对
对的
好除了有 fridge 那像有些人家里呢他有一个 wine fridge
Oh yeah, if they enjoy wine
对对对这是一个放葡萄酒的一个小的冰箱啊。好那接下来Microwave, 微波炉
Yeah, so microwaves are normal in almost every kitchen.
对，那还有一样东西是可能外国人家比较多的，中国人家现在慢慢多了，但是 not very, 还是对我们来讲不是很传统的一个 appliance.
Oven?
对。
Right.
你们的 oven 一般都是很大的，对吧？它就直接就通常会坐在那个煤气灶的底下。
Right, so oven...maybe it's not even electrical.
Oh, because it's using gas, 用煤气嘛
Well, the stove uses gas. Usually the oven is electrical, though.
对 ,oven. 那有一些像中国我们会买的一个很小的可能像微波炉 microwave 那样大的一个 oven.
Yeah, we call that a toaster oven.
你们有的时候就把吐司面包放在里面烤对吧所以你们叫它 toaster oven.
Well, actually, we usually...
Have a toaster.
Yeah, we have a toaster.
专门烤吐司的那个吐司机，那个叫 toaster.
Right.
然后小的这个小烤箱叫 toaster oven.
Right, toaster oven. And usually we don't use it to make toast, but it's called a toaster oven.
可能就是那你们用它干嘛？烤饼干、小饼干这种。
Pizza. Yeah, cookies.
就是东西如果比较少，就不用开一个很大的 oven， 那么费电，
right.
对吧
？Right.
好 ,toaster oven 啊还有 toaster。另外厨房里面还有个托牌油烟机这个怎么说
?An exhaust fan? We don't really think of that as an electrical appliance.
哦不是吗怪不得我到现在还不知道那个东西英文是什么。
We have an exhaust fan above the stove, but no one goes shopping for those. It's...
为什么这东西不买从哪里来呢
It's just a part of the house
对因为你们的房子都是装修房
It's a part of the kitchen
对特别是 kitchen 你 move into a new place 或者什么这个 kitchen 里面什么东西都有了对不对
Right
So very rarely you need to shop for those things And that's why you don't even know the name
Yeah
Maybe it's an exhaust fan We are not sure
A kitchen exhaust fan Or we call it It's part of the range
好吧好吧反正就叫一个 fan 吧 OK moving out of the kitchen Let's go to the living room Living room 当然很重要就是你这个 home entertainment system 啊
Oh right
Yeah you got your TV
Yeah so well things are really changing but TV
You don't have a TV now
Some people don't We do
对对对有些人家里他就都在电脑上啊
Yeah some people don't have a DVD player anymore
嗯像我们 DVD 买了几年以后现在都不看都不用了我们都下载东西或者 streaming 对吧
right, right.
嗯然后嗯有些人他们喜欢那种 stereo sounds 然后就会有这种 speaker
Yeah stereo system
嗯 stereo system 就是这种立体声的一套东西、啊、
Yeah you can say sound system
嗯然后也可能你有 Apple TV 然后 Xbox 这些的
Right there's a lot of things like that You know Apple TV
现在 Google、
TiVo、
也有一个小棒子对吧
Yeah the what is that called
Google TV No他好像改了名字
Yeah, anyway, there's lots of things like that PS3, PS4, Xbox, all those things
Things are changing fast,、mm. like John said 但这种统称我们都可以把它叫做 home entertainment system
Right, everyone wants to create the new home entertainment system that will do everything
嗯，好，那接下来我们再看一下就是、appliances that keep your house clean会让你家很整洁的一些家电啊比如说、mm. 这个吸尘器
So vacuum cleaner
Vacuum cleaner 然后如果说、我想要吸尘这个你就可以说、I need to vacuum the place、right?
Yeah, I need to vacuum the house I need to、mm. vacuum the living room、
mm. 然后呢还有、比如说你衣服很脏了你要洗一洗
So use the washing machine
Washing machine 然后在北美很多家庭呢是不晒衣服的 So you need a
Dryer, a clothes dryer We usually say dryer
Dryer 其实很费电哦、
嗯、
那你们现在家庭普遍都还是会有一个烘干机是吧有一个 dryer
Yeah, usually
就是没有真的没有人会去晒衣服
some places they might.
Chinese families 移民过去的，因为我们觉得在北美你要晒衣服是多好的条件，得天独厚，那个 sunlight 又很棒，然后自己家里有个 garden， 你随便去晒好了，但你们都不晒哎，都是用 dryer.
Yeah, it doesn't look good.
你晒在自己家，人家又看不到，这是什么？Anyway, 我觉得
But, you know,
我们这种晒衣服
if you have a beautiful garden and then you have clothes hanging, it doesn't look good.
But it's better for the environment.
True.
对不对？不要用这么多电。
That's true.
嗯，然后你晒出来那个太阳特别好的时候晒好衣服有一种香味 It smells like the sun.
But the stuff in the dryer smells good too.
哎，那像我们中国人晒衣服这个英文怎么说啊？
Just hang the clothes out to dry.
Hang the clothes out to dry 好难说、哦、
嗯，
好那诶我家呢还有一个就是让空气比较清新的这种空气洁净的
Air purifier
Air purifier、啊
right.
Air 就是空气 Purifier 就是 purify、
嗯、
让这个空气洁净对不对
Right、
嗯、Air purifier好那我们今天讲了各种各样的这个 home appliances 啊反正最后我要问一下这样美国和中国用的这个电压是不一样的对吧
Right, so
这个电压英文怎么说
The voltage
Voltage、
Yeah, China uses 220 volts and the States uses 110
对所以你如果要到美国去呢通常要先准备特别这种小的我们今天讲的很多你准备 adapter 也没用但是像 hair dryer 对吧、
嗯
你的吹风机啊什么你要带一个小的这个转换器嘛叫做 adapter
right
哎，还有一种就 一块板子上面接线板你可以插很多插头的那个叫什么
We usually call that a power strip
power strip.
Yeah.
好，那我们今天的节目就到这儿。那下一次呢，我们讲什么话题也没有准备好，下一次再说。We'll see you next week.
All right, see you.
再见。